audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 23, 2018, The Fear of Missing Out. Dr. Michael Leitman in conversation with N. Levy and Yael Lechter.
Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Lechter. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Leitman about an ever-growing phenomenon, the fear of missing out on something. Be with us and make sure that you don't miss out on anything important. Yael, please. Yeah, being afraid of missing out on something always existed. I even remember myself as a girl going shopping, should I choose this or that? But this phenomenon is really growing lately. We see people all the time on their smartphones, so God forbid there won't be a mail that we don't read, a WhatsApp that we miss. We see the number of messages growing. We can't hold ourselves back. We have to see exactly who sent what, even if we're driving, even if we're watching a movie, even if we're sitting in a restaurant. Everywhere in life, it's the most important thing that we have to do. Sometimes I give lectures, I participate in lectures. I see the people there sitting, especially focused on their smartphones. And in between, also listen to other things, meaning we want to be in both places. So it's a fear of missing out on different events, opportunities, missing out on what my friends are doing. It tremendously grew, of course, with the new technologies, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and there are new things now. And we'd really like to find out the essence of this phenomenon. Why did it grow so much lately? And we have many more other questions about it, but we'd like to start with the question of people are really experiencing an anxiety of missing out on something. It's called FOMO. That I'm afraid that I'll miss out on something, that I won't be in, that I won't know. What are people actually afraid of? How do you see this as a Kabbalist? The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that all of nature, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, is the will to receive pleasure. The desire to receive, as we call it in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the desire to absorb what's good and to emit what's bad. According to the measure of the development of that desire, the desire, it also has to be balanced with the mind, with the brain that accompanies it, to choose exactly what is for its benefit, what's not, and to act accordingly, and to get the maximum out of the situation that will allow it to enjoy life. This is how our will to receive has to function usually. But there are many disturbances here. First of all, because I'm influenced by the environment. It could be a good influence, it could be a bad one. But it really determines, actually, the direction of my development. We know how much we, especially human beings, from childhood and on, depend on our environment, that I want what he has and what she has, and a small child that sees someone that has some kind of toy, he wants exactly what the other has. I'll give you the same toy. No, I want what he has in his hands. So the fear to miss out on something is natural. And it depends on the environment, and it depends on the person himself to some measure. And eventually, we realize it, whether we like it or not, and this also causes us to develop. And we can't say that it's something negative that we should get rid of. Because what will happen if we don't learn from our environment, if we won't want to hear or see the different options that we have to enjoy life in the most complete way, let's put it that way. And therefore it's good, the fear of missing out on something, on the one hand. On the other hand, it can, of course, be bad. If I'm in an environment that doesn't develop me correctly, that doesn't help me discover what the meaning of life, what the correct purpose of life is, and then I waste my life. And also throughout life, I run around and I do things that are needless or that are even to my detriment and to the detriment of others, and later it comes back to me. Meaning, the fear of missing out on something is good if we connect it to a method, to the correct method, that gives a person the ability to really feel the meaning of life. What's the main thing in life? To correctly weigh, consider what's beneficial, what's not. What are the options of achieving one thing or another? What is the importance of each and everything? Because if we just look at people nowadays, where everyone's nourished by the media that wants to confuse us about what's important in life, you have to run, otherwise you might miss out on something. And you know, it's all about marketing. And of course, all these things confuse a person. And so we've reached a state where our entire life is a competition over who's going to confuse whom. And if, with the help of rating, with the help of different tricks, I can bring to people's awareness that there is a fear of missing out on what I'm selling, on what I'm doing, then of course I'm a hero, I'm great, I can be rich, and so on. Meaning there's a problem here. In politics, economy, and everything, the main thing that they want to instill in the public is the fear of missing out on that specific thing that I want to sell. Therefore, we develop the fear of missing out on something. There are entire channels on television and everywhere that there's a great sale and this and that. In short, it's all very professional, and there are universities and faculties that teach how to do it. In short, how can we lie to people and sell them the most important things so that they'll really think that they can really miss out on something, lose something, and that they have to get it? This one time before Christmas, there was this big sale.
Black Friday.
Or that there is a launch of a new smartphone and so on, so people are standing in line. Yeah, for 2-3 days. This is serious. It's something that, I don't know. That's how it is. And why recently? Because what you're talking about always existed. Always a person had to choose to watch this or to watch that movie, to buy this or to buy that. There was always a feeling of missing out on something, and it really led people to development. Yeah, but there wasn't such competition. There wasn't such abundance. I went to a shop. I saw, do they have what I want or don't they? I went to a second or third shop. And finally, I bought clothes, suppose. And I also had the time for it. And it was all calm, and it was customary to do so. Today it's not calm. Today, people say that they don't know what to choose because they're afraid that if they'll buy this, later they won't be able to buy that and that too. They understand that they eventually have a limited budget. And people say that when you go into a store with all the options, you get dizzy. People also jump on you.
Yeah.
And there's something about this feeling that whatever you do in life, you're afraid of missing out on another option. It's hard to focus on something, to take a decision. The problem is that we don't know what's important in life. This is where it comes from. Because if I know that this and that's important for me, then I'm no longer confused. I know that this is the only niche from which I need things. If I have a baby and I go to the store, I won't get confused and buy myself a dress. I know that I'm really concerned with taking care of my baby. And all the rest, I'm not afraid of missing out on something else that has to do with something completely different than my baby. There's nothing precious in life that will direct us, and then, at least, that realm that I'm afraid of missing out on will narrow down to a state where I'll know that, okay, this is what I need. People are confused. All in all, they don't get that much money, and suddenly they feel that they spent it on things that they don't really need. How did we reach a state where we don't know? Because we're under the influence of the environment, and the influence of the environment determines and confuses me. In order to read an article on the internet, a serious article, I have to clear it 10 times during the reading because every time something else pops up, all the advertisements and everything, you really can't focus on something. So when you're talking about the influence of the environment, you're talking about the media and the marketing and the everything, of course. So meaning even if I'm in a good environment with good values, my social environment, suppose, you can't become there. It won't help me. They want to get you out of there and bring you to the market. And there are millions of people sitting around the world learning how to get to you and catch your attention. And instill this fear of missing out on something that they want to sell or give you. Okay, up till now you talked especially about the aspects of marketing, advertisement of different products, and standing in front of a shelf with infinite amount of options. Let's talk about a different realm, social realm. Today, when I'm having dinner with my children and my wife, the biggest challenge, my biggest challenge is to bring them to a state where they won't be on their phones, but that they'll be together, looking at each other, so that the family dinner won't look like this. This is how it is. Now, when I'm trying to understand, isn't it possible to put it aside for a few minutes? Not, God forbid, turn it off, but just to put it aside for a few minutes. Then sometimes I get an answer that, but my friends, I'm not going to talk to anyone, don't worry. But it's just that if they'll write me something, so I won't miss out. Now, this phenomenon, of course, it's not a part of the generation that you grew up in or that I grew up in, but researchers say that this is